Joining us is Puzzle Master Will Schertz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Happy
Happy
Easter.
Happy Easter to you too. Do you do anything special on this day, like hide eggs in your backyard or something?
Well, and then I'd go hunt for them myself.
Exactly. Well, as I get older, I realize I can probably hide my own because I won't
Right, like the
remember.
squirrels, you know, where they put those nuts.
Exactly. No, we don't have any tradition either. I think my tradition on Easter is to work, frankly. So, but this isn't work. This is play. We're going to play a puzzle today. But first, we have to hear that challenge that you gave everyone to work on for the week. So would you repeat it, please?
Yes, it's a challenge from listener Roger Barkin of Laurel, Maryland. And it involved television. I said, think of a 9-letter word in which the first 5 letters form the name of a current network TV show, and the last 4 letters form a word describing that show. What is it?
What is it?
Well, the word is theocracy, which consists of the OC, and that show is Racy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this must have been a tough puzzle because we had just over 500 entries, and our winner chosen at random from the correct entries is Rand Aspinwall, and he joins us from Hamilton Square, New Jersey. Hi, Rand.
Hi, Leanne. Hi, Will.
Hi.
Now, first of all, where's Hamilton Square, New Jersey?
It's just outside of Trenton, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. And what do you do there?
I'm a construction project manager for a major commercial builder.
Oh, my goodness. And are you a puzzle player? You've been playing a long time?
I've been playing for about 3 years now, yes.
Oh, and have you ever watched The O.C.?
No, actually, I don't.
Oh, but you got the answer anyway.
Well, it was quick to come up with 5-letter TV shows. There weren't very many of them, so that sort of fell out rather quickly.
Well, you sound like like you're raring to go. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Oh, all right. Well, Will, please meet Rand, and let's play.
All right, Rand, I'm going to give you some words. For each one, use the second and third letters to start a new word that can follow mine to complete a familiar 2-word phrase. For example, if I said wind, W-I-N-D, you would take I and N, the second and third letters, and say instrument, and wind instrument is a term in music.
Okay.
All right, number one is whole, W-H-O-L-E. And you're thinking of a word starting with H-O.
Whole.
It's a 3-letter word.
3-letter.
And you would go whole.
Hog.
Whole hog is right. Number two is scaredy.
Scaredy?
Uh-huh.
S-C-A-R-D.
Scaredy cat.
Scaredy cat is right. Drag.
Drag race.
That's it. False. Oh. F-A-L-S-E.
Oh.
False.
So you start with A-L, right?
Right.
False alarm.
False alarm. That's it. Genetic.
Genetic.
Subject of great controversy.
Engineering.
That's it. Crop. C-R-O-P.
Crop rotation.
That's
oh,
it.
Excellent.
Sparring.
Sparring?
S-P-A-R-R-I-N-G.
Sparring partner.
That's it. Near. N-E-A-R.
Near East.
That's correct. Cardiac.
Cardiac arrest.
Uh-huh. Fried, F-R-I-E-D.
Fried rice.
Ooh,
very good.
So quick.
School.
School chum.
School chum, school child, either of those would work. Choke, C-H-O-K-E.
Choke hold.
Excellent. Move.
Move over.
Move over. Shake.
Shake hard.
Oh, there's a more familiar phrase than that.
Shake hands.
Shake hands, is it? Pearl, P-E-A-R-L.
Pearl earring?
Uh-huh. Cheating.
Cheating heart.
Cheating heart is right. Slave.
Slave labor.
Uh-huh. Tire, T-I-R-E.
Tire iron.
Excellent. Portland.
Portland, Oregon.
Uh-huh. Dress. D-R-E-S-S.
Dress rehearsal.
Excellent. Oh. And your last one is martial. M-A-R-T-I-A-L.
Martial arts.
Woo. Rand, you did great.
Rand? Amazing. And I know you weren't writing these down because you were just coming up with them too quickly. Man.
I did scribble down the word just to see what the second and third letters were, and it just sort of popped in. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, man, you are. And this was really a fun puzzle, Will. This was a lot of fun. Well, Rand, you are excellent. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. Tell us your public radio station, Rand.
I listen to and belong to NJN Public Radio, WNJT Trent.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Rand Aspinwall, thanks for being a member and joining us from Hamilton Square, New Jersey. And thanks a lot for playing our puzzle today.
Well, thank you both.
All right.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too. And, Will, what's the challenge we have to work on during this next week?
Well, the name Bela Lugosi contains all five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, exactly once in just 10 letters. What famous person's name contains all five vowels exactly once in just 9 letters? And here's a hint, the first name has 4 letters and starts with 2 consonants. So again, a famous person's name that contains all five vowels exactly once in just 9 letters. And as a hint, I'll tell you that the first name has 4 letters and starts with 2 consonants. What famous person is this?
And you're not even telling us what field they're in. It's just famous.
No other hints. You're on your own.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, you are on your own. And when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. We also have information on our website at npr.org. Will, thanks so much.
Thanks, Leanne.